ओम शांति। दिस इज द अव्यक्त मुरली ऑफ 18th जनवरी 2017। दिस इज द फोर्थ मुरली। वी आर रिवाइजिंग लास्ट सीजन्स मुरलीज। सो दिस इज द फोर्थ मुरली। इन द फर्स्ट मुरली वी सॉ बाबा टॉक्ड अबाउट माइंड, पीस ऑफ माइंड, डांस ऑफ माइंड, साइलेंस ऑफ माइंड, पावर ऑफ माइंड, फर्स्ट मुरली। सेकेंड मुरली बाबा टॉक्ड अबाउट कैपिटल, राजधानी। थर्ड मुरली बाबा टॉक्ड अबाउट 21st जनवरी 1969, दैट फर्स्ट डे ऑफ अव्यक्त मीटिंग। फोर्थ मुरली यस्टरडे बाबा टॉक्ड अबाउट योगेश्वर। इफ यू वॉन्ट टू कम इन द लाइन ऑफ योगेश्वर, वॉट यू हैव टू डू। दिस इज द फिफ्थ मुरली। दिस इज द मुरली ऑफ अव्यक्त दिवस, 18th जनवरी 2017। इन दिस मुरली देर आर टू इम्पोर्टेंट वर्ड्स। वन वर्ड इज अनलिमिटेड, अदर वर्ड इज पैलेस। इफ यू सी ऑल द साकार मुरलीज, द वर्ड बेहद हैज कम सो मेनी टाइम्स। रादर आई विल से Baba has used word for the first time, for this word behad for the first time, for in so many different ways. In this murli Baba is saying, this is unlimited gathering, one. This is unlimited meeting, two. This is unlimited hall, three. This is unlimited field, fourth. This is there is, you have unlimited experience, fifth. Unlimited happiness, unlimited stage. In this Murli Baba says, this is an unlimited hall. This is not an ordinary hall where you are sitting, where meeting with God is taking place. How can this be an ordinary hall? This is not finite. This is infinite. This is unlimited, limitless hall where you are sitting, and this gathering, this is unlimited gathering. Baba has said so many times in this Murli, at least you are meeting with each other. See your faces, how everyone's face is shining. At least you are meeting with each other. So this meeting is wonderful meeting. This meeting is unique meeting. This meeting is very strange meeting. This meeting is very unique meeting. This is not an ordinary meeting. All the souls have gathered on this piece of land and they are meeting God. How can this be an ordinary event in the history? This is the most extraordinary event that is happening in the history of the world. Never before we heard such an event. Never before we heard or read anywhere in the history that God has come on this planet Earth and He's meeting souls. It is unrecorded, unheard of. This is the first event of its kind that God is present, and in front of that supreme soul, so many divine souls are sitting, and He is chit-chatting with them. He is talking with them. He is conversing with them. There is such a beautiful give and take of beautiful thoughts, emotions and feelings going on. Such an extraordinary event. So Baba said, this is unlimited hall where you are sitting. Yesterday's Murli Baba had said, the walls, on this walls what is written? These are the walls of remembrance. On this wall what is written? Mera Baba, my Baba, sweet Baba and lovely Baba. These are the things written on this wall. Third, you are having unlimited experience here. Everybody is dancing in that super sensuous happiness. Baba has talked a lot about happiness in this Murli. You must be happy. There should be happiness in your face. If you are not happy, if you are not remembering Baba, then you will be sorrowful. He also said this thing somewhere. So this is an unlimited gathering This is an unlimited meeting. This is an unlimited hall. This is, you are having an unlimited experience here. This is an unlimited field, Maidan. This is an unlimited field where you are sitting. Everything is so unique about this meeting. So, if anything happens, you reach this hall. And also one place he said, on your forehead is Bab Dada, and on Bab Dada's forehead, you. So, what I want from this Murli is, are we living in the limited or in the unlimited? What is the level of our consciousness? When we sit in front of Baba, or even when we are in Madhuban, are we living in that limited consciousness? My room, my family, my wife, my husband, my children, my parents, my center, my teacher. This is all limits. This is a limited consciousness. Look at how Baba started this Murli. Baba is saying he is looking at unlimited halls. Everything, his vision is so unlimited. You are, each one of you have unlimited stage, Baba is saying. So, the homework which we need to take from this Murli is to come out of that limits, of those limits, and rise above to that firmament of limitlessness, to that sky of limitlessness, to rise up from that limited consciousness, from that narrow-mindedness, from that contracted nature of us, and to think everything in a broader perspective. Think everything, whether it is Murli, whether it is Madhuban, everything. Think as if I am, like, broader perspective means I am an actor on this stage. The whole world is watching me. How are my actions? When I am alone in my room, unseen by the world, what I am doing during that period? What I am seeing, what I am writing, what I am thinking, what I am hearing, what I am eating, everything. What are the feelings, what are the emotions that are passing through my mind? Everything about that. So, rising out of that limited consciousness and coming to the unlimited consciousness. Just as he is unlimited, we have to become unlimited. This is the first thing from this Murli. And as I said, second thing, Baba talked about a palace. A palace, mahal. Palace of happiness. At least you be happy. If you have nothing to share, at least share happiness. So that this atmosphere changes. So that if any new person comes and he feels that this is a palace of happiness. Now, when Baba said palace of happiness, actually to whom he is addressing? Is he addressing to a person or to place? I was just thinking about this morning. Whom he is addressing? Is he addressing? Because in that Murli, it is not very much clear. Exactly he is addressing to a person or to place. Because he said, if anybody comes, you should have such an atmosphere that they will feel this is a palace of happiness. This is what he said. So, but what I think, if you churn this point, it can mean different things. First, he is addressing to person. Means every Brahmin soul should become a palace of happiness. A moving palace of happiness. Wherever you go, that happiness moves with you. You are as if a museum of that happiness. A moving museum. That dictionary of happiness. That moving dictionary of happiness. That moving palace of happiness. That moving museum of happiness. Where everywhere you will see only God, God and God. Only that God's love is everywhere. Such a palace of happiness. Because wherever there would be happiness, there is happiness. Of course, inside there would be a fountain of God's love, divine love. such a museum of happiness, such a palace of happiness, such a place of happiness, such a fort of happiness, such a fortress of happiness, such a kingdom of happiness. Each Brahmin soul should become a palace of happiness. You know, this first Russian scientist, what was his name? Gagarin, who first went to moon?
Yuri Gagarin.
Yeah, Yuri Gagarin. He was the first Russian who first landed on space or moon. Russian. Before that, many people had gone, but this is a person. When he came back, now this person was non-believer in God. Atheist. So, they asked him, did you see God? He said, no, God was not there. God was not there. At present, there is a museum in Leningrad. Now it is known as St. Petersburg. Yeah. So in St. Petersburg, there is a museum. In that museum, everything is there, all material that will substantiate the non-existence of God. It is known as a museum of atheist. So in that museum, this sentence is written by this scientist. His name is written, and this sentence is written that I went to moon, I had gone into space, and I did not find God there. And they substantiate this, that there was a concept that probably God is some extraterrestrial person. But he said that God is not there, I had seen him. Probably he forgot to go inside. He would have seen. This is what the world is. They gather evidences to prove that God doesn't exist. Baba is telling here, you, each one of you, become a palace of happiness. Each one of you become a palace of divine love. A moving palace, a moving museum. First, this, a person, Brahmin. Second, probably Baba is telling this for every center. Every center should become a palace of happiness. Every center should become a palace of happiness. The moment anybody enters there, he should feel that waves of happiness, he should feel those vibrations of happiness. The vibrations of love should emit from each and every center. So that any sorrowful soul comes, any soul comes for that matter, that soul will feel those waves. That ecstasy, that divine love of happiness. So every center. Third, palace of happiness means every house where Brahmin lives. That every house, Laukik house, should become a palace of happiness. So that any other person comes there, any guest, he should feel those vibrations. Those strong waves, those strong currents of divine love. Those waves, those currents should penetrate his heart. So house, Laukik house or home. Fourth, palace of happiness, probably he is saying for Madhuban. This Madhuban should become palace of happiness. So that any soul comes here, he should feel those vibrations of love divine. The moment they enter, they should feel that there is something very striking here. There is something very out of the mill, extraordinary, which is not there anywhere in the world. Such vibrations, such pull, such ecstasy, such feeling of out of the body, such out of the body experience. He should feel that here. Probably Baba means to this palace of happiness is this Madhuban. And fifth, probably this palace of happiness is workplace. Of course, yes, workplace. Workplace, wherever you work, that office, that should also become a palace of happiness. Next, palace of happiness means which place or person? This entire yajna, this entire sacrificial fire. That's the difference. Madhuban is bounded by the geographical boundaries. While yajna is without any boundaries. It is whatever God has established on this confluence age. That is sacrificial fire. That is this yajna. This yajna itself should become a palace of happiness. So, the homework from this Murli is, Baba said, you do work, come. Baba said, go to work, do work, come. And give report. But don't forget to remain happy. But don't forget to be happy, to share happiness, and share happiness with others. And share happiness with others. How to share happiness with others? That is a question. Before I come to that question, once again come back to this palace of happiness. If happiness is a palace, tell me, what are the gate? What is the gate? What are the doors? What are the windows? What is the floor? What is the ceiling? If you want to erect, construct this palace of happiness, just imagine Taj Mahal. Okay? Taj Mahal. That's an edifice of love. So, like that, Baba saying, erect this, install this palace of happiness. So, Sushil Bhai, what should be the wall of this palace? Walls. First of all, let's come to door. Purity, love, faith, virtues. Everything you are telling here, then what you will tell others at other places? Tell only one. Probably purity. Purity is found. So, purity is the gate. Or, let's put purity somewhere. Make love as gate. Okay? Purity will come in foundation. Let it be there somewhere inside. First is the gate. This is the gate of love. Through this gate, let somebody enter. So our heart should have unconditional love for all the human beings. Let them enter. We are the palace. I am the palace of happiness. So the gate would be love. Through that gate of love, somebody is entering inside. Okay? Now tell me, what are the windows? Pure feelings and good wishes are windows. Okay? Relationships. Pure feelings and good wishes in relationships. Or for everyone.
All the virtues are all the windows.
Rather than good wishes and pure feelings, I think virtues is a better option. Because windows are many. So let there be many windows. So, virtues are the windows. Second. Tell me, what is the floor? Purity. Purity. Purity is that floor. Or the foundation. What is the ceiling? Baba is the ceiling. He is the canopy. Baba is the canopy. He is the ceiling. Okay. God's love. Divine love or God Himself is the ceiling. Then, once you enter any palace, what else, what things you find there? You find big, big halls. Another thing is walls. What are the walls? Yes. Codes of conduct. The walls are codes of conduct. Whatever maryadas, codes of conduct, rules and regulations are there, they are the walls of this palace of happiness. Then, what else you find inside a palace?
Pillars.
So what are the... Oh. Then we'll have to take out purity from there. What? Purity? No, okay, this is better option. Let purity be the... Only four pillars in this? Okay, powers. All powers could be the pillars. Okay, so different powers. Not just eight, many powers are there. Those pillars of this. Now, what about the air inside that? This good wishes and pure feelings. Good wishes and pure feelings are the, this is the air in that milieu, internal milieu of that palace. Then what are the steps? Dharnas. Seven-day course. Steps are, you know, these are the different levels of surrender.
Yeah.
Feelings, different levels of surrender. they describe 7 levels of surrender of love. You know, starting from right from the infatuation. 7 in Arabic literature, they describe 7 levels of love: infatuation, then your attraction, then ishq, love, and then aqidat, then ibadat, and then junoon, and then fana. These are the 7 levels of love. It starts with infatuation, then attraction, then love, then reverence, and then worship, and then junoon. Junoon is something you are obsessed with that, and at the end, fana, you just die for that. These are the 7 steps of love. In Arabic literature, they have described 7 levels of love. So, love starts just with infatuation, but it ends with death. You just give up your life for your beloved. That is the last. So, these are the steps. Then what else? Steps are there. Then what somebody said in that palace? Furniture. What are the furniture? Furniture, each palace has got very grand and royal furnitures. You know, because in the palace, all kings, ministers, they sit. So, what are the furniture? Jewelries? What jewels? Ornaments? Which ornaments? Ornaments are different. Yeah? What that throne be? That's God's heart throne. God's heart throne. God's heart throne. Okay? Or your immortal throne. Where you are sitting in that throne. Okay? Or where you are self-sovereign. And all your mind, intellect, and sanskar are your ministers. Where you are the master of your own self. So, Swarajya Adhikari. Where inside that palace you are Swarajya Adhikari. Then what else in the palace?
A fan.
This is, in the olden times there were no fans. Garden. Curtains. Okay. There are many things you can think of. Whole day you have this homework today. Okay. Think of if you have visited that Mysore palace or any other palace. India is known for its palaces. India, Rajasthan, Karnataka, or all these places, they have lot of big palaces. So just take one palace, bring that palace in your mind, and then construct a palace of happiness. How that palace of happiness should be. Baba said, you become a palace of happiness. Your center should become a palace of happiness. Your workplace should become a palace of happiness. Your house should become a palace of happiness. Madhuban should become a palace of happiness. This yajna should become a palace of happiness. So anybody who comes, he cannot protect himself. He cannot protect himself. He would get hunted. He would get... He cannot remain insulated in this atmosphere. He has to be, because this is an ocean of happiness, this is the ocean of positivity. Anybody who takes a dip in this ocean, he will come out happy, satisfied, contented. So, each one of us has to become a palace of happiness. In Marathi, there was a very beautiful poem, where that saint, he talks about his hut. Raja Saji Mahali Sokhe Kadhi Midali. He says, even the kings, they have not got that happiness. I got that happiness in my hut. My hut, I am so happy in my hut that I got that happiness in my hut. Zata tya mahalya mat java shabda ala. If you go to those palaces, they say, don't come, mat jao. Darasa nahi dorya ya zhopadi tamaja. This hut doesn't have any walls. Mahali mau vichane kandil shamadane amha zameen amane ya zhopadi tamaja. They have got big beds, cushions, everything to sleep. I have this floor to sleep and I am so happy. Pahuni sokhya maje devendra to hilaje. Seeing my happiness, even that god of gods, Indra, he is feeling jealous. Shanti sada viraje ya zhopadi tamaja. I am so happy in my hut. So, it has nothing to do with, this happiness has nothing to do with where you are staying, whether it is hut, whether that is a palace, anywhere you can be happy, because happiness is the state of the mind. Happiness is the state of the mind. It is not what things you have with you. It has nothing to do with what you possess. It is rather, it's a state of being, it's a state of the mind. So, be a palace of happiness. happiness and make others the palace of happiness. Baba also said, share this happiness. If you don't have anything, at least share the happiness with others. At least do this. So, this is the crux of the Murli. Two important words. One, unlimited. Second, palace of happiness. Om Shanti.